It's Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Our theme today is No Regrets. And I'm coming to you now from the dunes just above Long Beach, which is in the southwest corner of Washington. And I'm standing right next to about 6 feet of a backbone and some pieces of a skull. Basically, this is the front third of a dead gray whale. And the remains of this whale are actually the remains of what under one kind of light might look like a pretty major civic debacle. But behind it is a story that has quickly transformed into a piece of local folklore. And so to get the backstory, I went and hunted down a guy. His name is Jim Sace. He's a natural historian based here in Seaview, right next door to Long Beach.
You know, it starts with a common phenomenon on the northwest coast here, and that is whales die and they drift ashore. The whale will decompose on sight. And have you ever smelled a whale that's decomposing?
Indirectly, but that's another story. So yeah, it's
that,
rough.
That forms the core of this story. But over the years, state agencies and local governments struggled with what to do with the whales. There was a famous case in Oregon where they actually blew a whale up to get rid of it. But a whale is so big, and by big, the whale that we're going to talk about weighed 15 tons, just under 30,000 pounds. Well, what do you do with it? Well, you hire a local contractor to go out with a very large excavator and bury it. And in this particular case, this whale came in here north of Long Beach, and we knew that it was going to start to decompose, and so we rolled it up the beach, just like a large driftwood log. Boom,
boom. Was the idea to do something unusual or make use of it, did that come after the decision to bury it or before?
After.
So you were able to roll it up the beach.
This is the era of Lewis and Clark and the bicentennials coming along. Remember, this is the early part of this century. And we have this 200-year commemoration of the Lewis and Clark expedition. One of the things the expedition saw when they walked up the Long Beach Peninsula were the bones of a whale. The bones of a whale. One day, Nabil Shaba, who's the city administrator, and myself were talking to him. Well, what are we going to do for the bicentennial? We both looked at each other and thought, well, we just buried this whale. Why don't we go dig it up, you know? And now when I look back on that, I thought, how crazy were we? But that's what we did.
How long had it been underground?
Not quite a year. So we got permission to dig up the whale and display the remains in the repose that it was found on the beach, laying on its side. But I'm getting ahead of myself.
And this would be an attraction for people who are walking along the trail, who came here for the bicentennial, and give them a little flavor of what it might have been like to be Lewis and Clark wandering along the beach and encountering this thing.
Right. Think of it this way. If you and I were on the beach 150 years ago, we would see lots of dead things on the beach on a regular basis. This gives the public a way to go, wow, that was pretty cool that things that big live out there.
So you had this vision, mm-hmm. and then you thought about the whale that was underground. What happened next?
Basically, it was, well, we should just dig it up and see what it looks like. Because actually, we didn't know. So we hired the same contractor, and we went out, and we just started digging. And the mayor at the time, Dale Jacobson, was very enthusiastic about this. And so he allowed the crew to come and work, and he recruited a bunch of children out of the high school to come and work. So there was a whole gang of us out there.
This was a civic pride thing.
And it took us a couple days. And here was this striking thing. Literally all the flesh had decomposed. However, what did remain was the oily blubber residue.
What did it look like?
The soil was darkened as if it had been mixed with extremely heavy bunker oil or machine oil of some type. And we discovered instantly that, did that ever stink? I mean, that whole area lit up like the devil's garbage dump, I mean. You could walk within like 200 or 300 yards and you could smell it. And worse, it stuck to everything. It stuck to shoes and gloves and pants. Literally, people were throwing away their wet working gear and their boots because they couldn't get it off. It was like stunning. And that hung with us for weeks, weeks upon weeks upon weeks.
Was there a moment when you were pulling up these blubber-slicked bones out of the muck, stinking the world up, that you thought, let's just call this thing off. This is a bad idea.
No. We asked ourselves, what have we got ourselves into? But by God, we're going to get ourselves out of it. Now, what we did do is we assembled all the bones, and then the mayor had, in his wise way, had concocted this method of heating up water with a little bit of common cleaning solution, and we made the world's largest bone cooking pot.
Out of what?
Out of a construction dumpster. And we slowly steeped and kept them warm for about a week while we're trying to get all the oils out of the bone and get them clean. And
I'm just going to stop you right there, because this has got to be the weirdest public works project I've ever heard of. I mean, this is like the mayor's idea, city crews.
Yes,
this is a municipal project to boil this whale off.
Yes, and we would comment, well, what's going on with the whale? Well, it's in the, you know, it's been cooking away. We're just boiling the bones of a whale.
Did this come up in, like, city council meetings?
I don't
like,
remember,
whale status update?
Everybody, as I recall, it was always more of like, this is crazy. Because you get so far into it, you wonder, have we gone in so far that we can't get out? And is this the world's craziest idea that we should just stop now and say, yeah, we tried and we failed. But no, we kept going on. And then we brought it down on a trailer and then put it in place and then epoxied, bolted it to the sub-concrete structure, mounted the head, and voila, it looked just like a whale. It was absolutely jaw-dropping. Now, most whales that are rearticulated are hung in museums. We decided that, you know, we really wanted this on the trail, and the expedition talked about seeing the bones of the whale. So we put it up. And I watched it, and I could see that two things were going on. It began to degrade. I suspect teenage kids would go out at night and take parts of it off. And despite us having screwed and glued and bolted it together, they were prying them off. And so over a period of a decade plus, it just started to degrade. Until one point, it was like, we got to do something with the whale. And Dave Glasson, who's the city administrator, in his discussions with the council, they wisely decided to replace it with a smaller version of a wooden sculpture, which is there today.
So, I mean, this could read, if you were to be uncharitable, like a boondoggle. Do you have any regrets about it? Would you do it differently now?
I don't have any regrets, no. It's not a reason not to do art, because it truly is art.
What does it say about this community that you were able to keep everybody sort of on board for this crazy project, including the mayor, through pulling this thing out of the ground, through putting it in the giant whale crock pot? You know, people didn't really bat an eye.
Some of my economic development friends would say, well, that's our resilience. That's our resilience. And if it makes us try things out that we've never done before, that's okay, because life should be filled with a bit of trial and error. How else will we know who we are?
Jim Sace is a natural historian who lives in Seaview, right next to Long Beach, Washington, and one of the architects of the Long Beach gray whale skeleton. I don't know what you'd call it. Epic.
Myth.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks very much. Take care, Gabriel.